B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 11 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. Get ready for the return this weekend. One of the things that I want to get to is, and I was thinking about this for a second. You know, I was freaking out yesterday because of the NFL Top 100 as voted by the NFL players. Now, I truly think that players, by and large, don't know the game. Now, it's almost impossible for them to not know the current game, like how good all the players are, because their world is their position. They have a position coach. They have a position coordinator. Everything is about their position. Now, yeah, they're looking at the other side of the ball, but they're looking at tape on the other side of the ball, and they're not watching the whole league. Having been around NFL guys for a long time, they don't go home and watch games. Like if it's a Monday night and they play on a Sunday, they're not watching the Monday night game. Very few guys are doing that. They could go to a bar and it's on, but they're not like sitting there watching a game like you and I would. Some of them don't even watch the Super Bowl. If they're not in the playoffs, they're out. So they voted on this list. And I truly believe that they don't know how good certain guys are. Now, I took umbrage with the list, because Wentz didn't make the top 100. But here's my question, and I'll start it with you, Andrew. Am I overrating, or are we overrating Carson?
No.
I mean, that was quick. You didn't even think about it.
No, not at all. I mean, to think that he was voted third just 2 years ago, and then last year he dropped to 96. And then
no,
this year he's not even in it.
This is not in context with the list.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is for people to say, for anyone to say, yeah, he's not a top 100 player is just wrong. For people to just buy into that list. No, we do not overrate Carson Wentz. If people want to say that there are health concerns, you know, injury concerns, fine. You want to give me that? I don't agree with you necessarily because it was a cheap shot from Clowney. It was a freak injury against the Rams in 2017 when he dives into the end zone. But you can follow up and say, well, he's got to protect his body a little bit more. I get all that stuff. When it comes to health, we can have a conversation. But for people, if there's anybody that thinks he stinks because sometimes he may start off the game slow.
That's not my question, though. My question is, and I want you to look at, take the goggles off.
Okay.
I'm taking my goggles off.
Yeah, I'm not wearing any goggles.
All right. You got a little green goggles.
There's no green goggles right now.
I got it. I'm not, it's not criticism because I'm walking with you. I agree. I'm taking myself out of the equation, and I want to, am I overrating? Are we overrating him? This is not in context of the list. Of course he's a top 100 player.
Like, right.
That's not, we could still overrate him and think he's a, and he can still be a top 100 player. But are we overrating him the way we talk about him here in Philadelphia?
No, I really don't think so, because if you take the goggles off and you take a step back and you look at the rest of the league, he's top 10 at his position, and he's close to top 5 at his position. And after a couple of years when some of these guys, obviously there's going to be players that come out of nowhere. There's guys like Trevor Lawrence could be in the conversation. Joe Burrow could be in conversation 5 years from now. But also in a couple of years from now, guys like Brady might not be there. Aaron Rodgers might not be there. And I think Carson Wentz will still be in that conversation, especially if they start giving him some weapons, which we'll see what happens this year. Not that many weapons, but CeeDee Dan brought up the statistic earlier. He threw for over 4,000 yards last year without one wide receiver to have over 500 yards. That's impressive. That's extremely impressive.
It is. I agree. I agree with you. I think it is impressive. But does that make him in the upper echelon? Because we view him as an upper echelon quarterback.
Yes. I think he deserves to be in that conversation.
So you think he's as good as Mahomes? Or in the conversation with Mahomes?
No, I think he's, like, Mahomes is in a tier by himself. So there's tier 1A, there's tier 1B. And I think Carson Wentz is in that 1B conversation. I mean, Mahomes is in a category all by himself.
So you say, if I look at it, and if I were to kind of couch it for you,
mm-hmm.
and I said, all right, Andrew, you have your upper echelon tier would include Mahomes. Does it still include Rodgers?
Yeah, I think you have to include him still.
Does it still include Brady?
Yeah, and when he has this offense that he has this year in Tampa.
Does it still include Breeze?
I think he's losing a touch in his arm.
So no. Does it still include Russ?
Yes.
All right. That would be your top tier.
Correct.
Your second tier would be your...
Deshaun Watson.
You would go Watson, Lamar.
And we've had the conversation about Lamar. Let's see if he becomes more of a passing first quarterback.
I guess you have to put Stafford there, right?
Yeah, but I still take Wentz over Stafford. I take Wentz way over Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
At this stage in his career.
All right. I mean, listen, we're like-minded. So I'm trying to find out.
You know, I also look at this way.
Out of body, are we? Because here's the other thing. It's so hard to judge him because he's had slop.
Yes.
And he really has had slop. But there are times, you know, to hold the ball.
Mm-hmm. But part of me thinks holding onto the ball is because, nobody can get open.
I know. Listen, I've made that argument. I'm trying to argue against myself because, obviously, I'm a Wentz. I like the kid, so yeah. I like the kid's ability. You know, I think he's pretty accurate for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at his game, what are the holes in his game? Got a good arm. His movement. There are times when he bails out a little bit. I don't think he's a great RPO quarterback.
Neither do I.
You know, I don't know. So I think it's an interesting conversation.
He still starts off slow, at least last year. Remember 2017, I mean, they had 21 points on the board by halftime. But he started off slow last year, but he's got those intangibles to win a game.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw him do a lot last year, especially down that stretch. That stretch, those 4 weeks, we remember that it was great. They won all 4 weeks. They weren't pretty games to start. A lot of them were third, fourth quarter comebacks. And, you know, that means he has stones, right? Late minute games, moments.
I remember having this conversation with my cousin because we talked about Carson being, you know, is he clutch? He's like, dude, your boy's got to do it, man.
And he did it for 4 weeks with nothing around him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see. I still think, I look at
still
it this
though,
way.
You know, I go back to the, people always go back to that argument that he finished the season.
I look at it this way. Carson Wentz's arrow is still pointing up. It's not pointing down. It's not pointing status quo. It's not going sideways. The arrow for Carson Wentz's career is still pointing up. And he's already a top 10 quarterback with the arrow pointing up.
Okay. I can go with you there.
All right.
I mean, listen, you and I are like-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to ask the question because sometimes, you know, I got to check myself. And it's always good. It's like any GM coach, like you go, hey, listen, take a look at this. Am I seeing it the way I'm seeing it? Now, I may not change my opinion.
Right.
But am I still seeing the way, am I missing something? Anthony in Baltimore, the fanatic addict.
The fanatic addict is going to tell you what you're missing, Anthony.
What is it, Ant? What am I missing?
Bill Belichick just took Cam Newton, and he's not in the top 100 either. And Bill Belichick is the brains of the NFL. So that's what you're missing, sir. I love you, Ant, but you're missing the fact that Cam Newton is not in the top 100 either.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be in the top 100 right now.
Well, he should if it wasn't for injury, eh? Come on, man. He's Superman. The guy wears number one for a reason, sir.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Newton fan, though. See?
Yeah, okay, Ant. Come on, Ant.
Listen, I like him. I don't
love him. Top 100, though?
Not anymore. I mean, he's really...
Because of injury.
But again, he's never been a real accurate thrower.
Ant, the man took a team to a Super Bowl at a young age. I mean... I would imagine that man should be in the top 100 when he's Superman.
Yeah, you keep saying Superman. I don't know.
Well, because, okay.
I don't think he's Superman.
If you ask me,
Patrick Mahomes is Superman.
Well, what I'm saying is Carson Wentz is my Superman, is what I was saying.
Okay.
Was the beginning of my call. But I'm just saying that he's also being compared with on TV right now, they're saying that also Cam Newton was also scrubbed out of the top 100. And how do you not put that man in the top 100? How do you not put Cam Newton in the top 100?
Christian McCaffrey
does not get no yards if he doesn't get someone to throw him the ball, right?
I love you. I just disagree with you, bro. I'm not a fan. I'm not. I can't lie to you.
Okay, so Cam Newton's not in the top 100 yet?
No.
No?
No.
That's a sign of disrespect.
I mean, call the way I say it, man. I don't think he's that good. Do you watch him regularly?
I think injury
Whatever you want to call it, all right, he was not a top 100 player last year.
Okay, but Carson Wentz was.
You brought up Cam Newton. I don't think he's any good. I don't think he's that good.
I got you. I wasn't, but my purpose for the call, Ant, was not about Cam Newton.
Yeah, that's fine.
Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz deserves to be in the top 100. And that's a joke. It's a joke. That's why that list is a joke. The fact that Cam Newton's not even mentioned and Carson Wentz is not even in there, it's a joke.
I love you, brother. I do. You're a good man, Anthony. You're the man. Thank you. I appreciate your call. You know that.
All right, buddy.
Hang in there. We can disagree. It's right. It's no big deal.
Yeah, I
respect you. You know, that's all.
Oh, you're the best. You're the best, Anthony.
Thanks, Anthony.
You're the best. You're the greatest thing on air.
No, I appreciate it, brother. Take it easy, pal. Take it easy. Yeah, I mean, listen. I mean, I'm not telling you I'm omnipotent. Whatever. I could be wrong. I've been wrong a million times. I just don't think Cam Newton was that good. But I've never been a huge Newton
fan. Yeah, you never really were.
I think he's good. I don't like guys that aren't good throwers. That aren't accurate throwers. He's not an accurate. He was always wild high.
Yes.
And I think he is, I love his heart. And that said, it's why I'm not the biggest Prescott fan. I'd rather have Cam Newton than Prescott. Salary-wise.
$400 million.
If they're both even, I'll take Dak. But if I got to pay Dak $40 million a year, I'd rather have Cam than pay Dak $40 million a year.
All right. Now, I do kind of like Cam, but I look at it, you know, again, it's this top 100 list voted by players. Do you take Cam or Josh Allen?
Because
Josh Allen was in the quarterback. It was in it yesterday. Ryan Tannehill made it.
Yeah.
I would take Cam over some of those guys.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Nah.
So you're going Tannehill and
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just don't think he's that good. And last year, if we're going off last year, now, for his career... In the past, Cam Newton, like past Cam Newton, PAST,
yes,
is better than Josh Allen and Tannehill and everybody else.
Right, the year they get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, up until he looks at the ball
and doesn't
go get it. That quarterback is better than Josh Allen and Tannehill and Kyler Murray. But the quarterback I watched last year, you know, listen, there's a reason why Matt Rhule takes over and he's not on the team. Let's go to Chris in Allentown. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Nobody likes us, and we don't care. That's what I got with the top 100, guys. That's it, man. If Carson Wentz had a damn star on the side of his helmet, he'd be top 50.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I mean, you're right. Think about Prescott. Where did he finish at, 24? Somewhere around that?
Oh, come on.
I mean, 44. Yeah.
Tudor said it all, that I didn't have to say much about Carson, but you look at the Atlanta game. Nelson Aguilar catches that ball. You look at the Detroit game. If Arcega Whiteside comes down with that ball, you look at how many missed opportunity wins that we had, that Carson was there, clutch, throwing the ball where it had to be, and the guys didn't catch the football. These are the games we lost last year. I'm telling you right now, I was sad yesterday to hear the news of Marcus Goodwin.
I know.
Got another receiver out.
I understand why he's doing it, but I agree. Yeah,
I get it too. Yeah. I mean, 100%. I'm a father myself, dude. I get it, man. Yeah. I understand what he went through.
No, but I'm with you. I was hoping. I was excited for him. I thought he could have a revival here.
Oh, absolutely. That speed, and the dude can do something after the ball, but we'll have to see him in 2021, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Zach Urso in the 80s, are you kidding me?
How about no Lane Johnson?
Yeah. I mean, what the heck? What is going on here? I don't understand where this vote is coming from, because I look at our players, like Darius Slay. I mean, if he was in Detroit, he'd probably be in the same spot, but I don't get it. Like, we got good players on this football team, and they're not being acknowledged. So, again, here, let's go for another Super Bowl run. I don't care. COVID-19 Super Bowl run. Let's do this, dude. I can't wait for football to start. I hope this puts a chip on Carson's shoulder, and he shuts up all the critics, and we can see the Carson Wentz that you and I and the rest of this Philadelphia fan base sees in him. Because dude is a monster, man. That throw he made to Miles Sanders in Washington.
Ridiculous.
You're like,
right.
Oh, that looks
ridiculous.
Like intercepted. Like, intercepted. No, yeah. That's a touchdown in the back of the end zone, kid.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
That throw now the before Carson got injured in 17, that throw that he made to Nelson Aguilar on the run in Seattle. And, I mean, Chris Collinsworth was like, oh, my God, did you see that throw? I mean, Carson Wentz was getting tackled, and he bombed that thing for 35 yards on the dime, and Aguilar actually caught it. I mean,
yeah,
Carson Wentz is a good quarterback, and I'm not just looking at him as my quarterback. If he was playing for San Diego or I wouldn't say the Cowboys. I wouldn't give him props if he was a Cowboy. But, he's on another team.
I'm with you, brother. I agree. I'm just trying to think, are we just looking at it too provincial and too provincially? I agree with you, or too parochially. I agree. I think you're right. I think it speaks for itself. It's a great call, man.
Not a problem, man. Hey, I love you guys, man. You
Thanks,
guys
Chris.
Have a great show
you
every
too,
day.
Brother. I appreciate
stay
man.
Stay healthy. Stay safe, man.
Thanks. Right. Best to your family, Chris. Bye. Appreciate it, buddy. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas. All right, let's talk a little about the home team. Oh, we got the home team starting yesterday. We had two scrimmages, right? We had little Flyers, little Sixers. Well, the home team's about to be in action. You want to go see the home team sports book. The 4-for-4 sports book. That's right. Parks Casino, Street Row, Bed Salem, Cousins Corner. Going to be back tomorrow. Going to be there live at Parks Casino, Street Row, Bed Salem. Looking forward to it. We love our guys, our home team at the sports book right there in Bucks County. Listen, make sure you're asking your money safe and secure on their easy to use sports betting app right here. The only sports book backed by the number one casino all of Pennsylvania. We got a big weekend, right? Monster with everything coming back. And don't leave your money and your sports bets to some faceless overseas company or one that's so big that they forget about the customer, our people. That's right. Go with my team at Parks Casino Sportsbook, the home team. Sign up now. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's PARX. Casino.com/PA. Use promo code FANATIC. Get your risk-free bet up to $500. Their website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. That's how it works. Got to be 21. Got to be present in Pennsylvania.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Across the Delaware Valley. Oh, man. We're kind of getting excited. I know I heard this man's voice, Andrew. Did you get excited when you heard his voice yesterday?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's pretty cool,
right? Him and Timmy's great.
Isn't it awesome? Like, I heard his voice. I missed him. I realized how I'm like, man, it's so good to hear his voice. And, in fact, he just had a monumental birthday. Do you know that?
I did. Happy birthday.
Number 50 for this man, Steve Coates. Coatesy!
Anthony, how are you?
What's up, brother? What's going on, man? Happy 50th to you, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then they line you up and they say, how old do you think that guy is?
You're the best, buddy. You're the best. How'd it feel calling a game yesterday?
It was surreal. It really was. It's absolutely fascinating. I was going to do a hockey game on July the 28th. That's the first thing where you walk in a pair of shorts and a golf shirt to do the game. And then you've got multiple monitors. We had 5 monitors set up in front of Timmy and myself with a piece of plexi between us, of course. And it was actually like being in mission control. If you looked at all the TV and the radio equipment that was set up for us to do these games, it was absolutely spectacular. The crews, both radio and television, just did a fabulous job. And once we got into it, it was just like, okay, outside of the sound, that's a big difference.
I could imagine. Yeah, definitely.
But once we got into it, I thought the game was really good, considering that we haven't had hockey for 4 months. The players were, it had to be a little unnerving to go out and play in front of, like, nobody. It kind of probably reminded them when they were peewees and nobody was in the stands, and if their families weren't there, there was nobody there. So, but I thought they did a great job. They were very competitive. I just like the hockey club right now, and I'm looking forward to this now.
Yeah, I got to ask you, you brought it up, like July 28th, we got hockey, and I think it's really cool. We're talking to Steve Coates on the Comcast Business Hotline. I don't know. I mean, I love little silver pucks, baby.
Well, I think, and on top of that, Anthony, I think they've done a heck of a job of putting this together.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had this bubble put together. There's 52 people in the bubble, 31 players with your coaching staff, your support staff, including athletic trainers, masseuses, strength people, equipment people, your travel people, and they're in a bubble, and they're up there, and they're not going anywhere. They have a certain places they can go, some places they can't go. Well, basically, that's going to be the biggest problem, because there's going to be a boredom situation. I mean, if you're stuck like that, there's no, there's not a lot of creativity going on. You've got places to be, and it's going to be tough for them. But I just think right now that everybody's in a good position. They haven't had any cases, touch wood, and I'm looking forward to it. That game against Boston is going to be big on Sunday.
I agree. Coatesy, I don't know about you, and I get the sense of that you feel similarly. I mean, there's no limit to what this team could do, right? I mean, am I? I'm not missing anything.
No, I think
There's one thing I did learn yesterday. You know, there was some conversation about, well, that, you know, round robin to feed yourself is not that important. It's a matter of just getting through that and get ready to play whoever wins the play-in games. Well, I tell you what, you don't want to play that Pittsburgh team. I just read a survey this morning that the number one team to benefit from the new schedule and getting players back is the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Wow.
And so whoever gets them, I'd be shocked. Let's put it this way. I'll be shocked if they have any problem with the Montreal Canadiens. So what you're going to do is you're going to get into this play-in game now, and you're going to be watching those series, and then you're going to have the round robin with Washington, Tampa Bay, and Boston, and I think everybody's going to be looking, saying, we don't want to play the Pittsburgh Penguins. So that's going to make this round robin a lot more important for the seeded teams.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's a great point that you bring up, because they have and will benefit from the layoff. Keeping it at home, you know, it's one of the things that we were talking about earlier is, take a look at like a guy like Grant, right, who you get late at the deadline, who I thought before the stoppage, he was contributing. And it was like all the moves that Chuck Fletcher did, you know, reinforcing the blue line, all those veteran defensemen, like they all worked. I thought he did a tremendous job at putting together the entire roster and complementing this roster.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, when you take a look at the core that you had, and they understood that they had a good core.
Yeah.
And they had to fit in some veteran defensemen to try to help out the younger defensemen. You had Sanheim, you had Myers, you had Provorov coming along. Robert Haig came out of nowhere to be a big part again. So he went out and he got Braun and Niskanen. Worked out outstanding. Fabulous. So then you take a look at the forward position and go, well, you know, you got a couple of, you know, iffy spots here. We got to find a left winger here. We've always had to find a left winger.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you go out and you pick up Pitlick, Pitlick's a player. He's a hockey player.
Yep.
Plays the game properly. Goes to the hard areas. He's not going to be a dazzling player for you, but he's a very reliable guy there on that third line right now. So then you go out and you get Grant, like you said, who was having a heck of a year. Big kid, plays the game properly like that, like we just already talked about. Bring in Nate Thompson as the fourth line center, who's been around an awful long time. He's a veteran who plays the game hard. Obe Cabell came out of really an opportunity was given to come up from the minors, and he took full advantage of it. And he plays the game properly, too. So you take all these different things that have been put into the ingredients of the menu of your lineup, and you have so many avenues to change your lineup, because Alan Vigneault now has all these different players that can play different positions. That's the other thing. A lot of guys have ability to play
that's a great
multiple
point.
And you've got good depth outside of your original 12. You've got Shane Gosses there as a seventh right now. As a seventh.
Yeah.
That is huge. And goaltending, Carter Hart and Elliott are as good a tandem as there is right now in the National Hockey League in the playoffs. So in saying what you just said, that pretty well tells you this is a solid hockey club. And it's a matter of just getting back that attitude that they had before this all stopped, because they were the hottest team in the National Hockey League.
We're talking to Coatsy on the Comcast Business Hotline. Give me some of the teams that you gave me. Pittsburgh. Give me a couple of teams that you not fear, but it's like, all right, you know, this is going to be real.
Well, you got to take Washington Capitals, the defending Stanley Cup champion from 2 years ago. They've been there. They've got all the talent.
But we own them.
Yeah, we do. But you still gotta, you know, put them in that wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Boston is probably the number one team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
In a lot of people's minds, they're big, they're heavy, they got they're experienced, they got great goaltending. So you know, you got to take them into consideration. You got to take a look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, because
The Lightning last year got upset by the Columbus Blue Jackets in the opening round.
Yes.
And that didn't go over too well. But what they did do is that they've always been a team that didn't have a lot of grit. They want to go out and outscore you and beat up and down. But they went out and got grit. And so you add that to the players that can play the game, and they've been pretty good. They've been really good, in fact, all year. And you probably have as good a goalie as anybody with Vasilevsky at net. So that's a team you really got to pay attention to.
I agree. I mean, you always have to worry about them. And, you know, it's funny because they do always, to me, appear like a front runner because they don't jive with playoff hockey, but they're just so talented.
That's exactly right. Very, very well put. And the other thing is that they had a problem is that they would just outscore you.
Yeah.
They weren't a very responsible team defensively.
Right. Yeah.
They relied on the goalie. And they changed, and they are now responsible defensively, as well as being very powerful offensively and getting the same outstanding goaltender, which makes them that much more dangerous.
Last thing, I'm curious at what you think about when you see this Flyers team, and you kind of go back, and I'm sure during the pandemic you replayed this season in your mind's eye. What did Alain Vigneault do? What was his? What did he do that got this team to finally? It all resonated with him. What do you think the biggest thing he did?
My buzzword and Timmy's buzzword all year has been accountability. I think that when you have a guy like Alain Vigneault come in and you take a look at his track record and his resume and what he's done, then he brings instant credibility to your locker room. Then you add Michel Therrien and Mike Yeo, former head coaches of National Hockey. You've got your mainstay in Ian LaPerriere. On top of that, you've got Kim Dilba, who's an outstanding goaltending coach who won two Stanley Cups in Los Angeles. I mean, he's really, really good. So you bring that group and your coaching crew together, it brings you that credibility. So now it's a matter of getting that credibility to shift its way into the locker room, where the players have to understand that this is what's going to happen. If you don't want to be part of it, then fine, we'll find some other people to do it. In other words, the only way to get to a player in this world today is to say, if you don't play the way we want you to play, you're not going to play. And that started the accountability as far as, okay, this is the way we're going to run the show.
Yeah.
Then you bring in all these new players, and the system's starting to work, and you're seeing your hockey club grow. It might come from November through December, and then all of a sudden it hit its stride in January. And what happens is a team like this all of a sudden starts looking around the room and goes, you know what? We're pretty good. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you start having a success, and the success then just becomes contagious. And you get the veterans to buy in. And when the veterans buy in and the other players follow that leadership, then everything's just clicking right on target. And that's what Alain Vigneault did. He created the environment. And the environment was to win. And the team picked up on it. They understand it. And everybody's on board. And that's what's fun about this.
It is. It's a blast, Coachy. We can't wait. Listen, we love you, Coachy.
Thanks,
our birthday wishes, and we're looking forward to this whole thing. We're going to be bugging you. So great as always, my man. You're the best, all right?
You are too, and it's always a pleasure, and I hope to talk to you real soon when we're into the second round.
Definitely, baby. Looking forward to it, brother. Thanks, pal. Here he is, thanks, the great Coachy on the Comcast Business Hotline. As we got a little fire hockey. I don't know, Judas. Where's the board check too?
Oh, well, don't worry. We'll have that. That's going to be played more than this one. I like the board check more than this one.
Do you?
Yeah. This is kind of weak.
I don't know. It reminds me of them. So
I'm with you.
It's not the year of the Blackhawks. That was the song.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that. I still love that. But I can't wait. I love the fact that August is, it's going to be so strange, right? That August is usually the down month, right? That's
yep.
You know, we gear up for football. It's the last of the vacations. It's usually a vacation month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hockey on the beach.
Oh, my head was spinning yesterday.
That's awesome.
Because I had the Flyers game on yesterday. I was also watching Cleveland-Chicago in baseball, which then led me into that sort of gap before the Sixers started. So I was watching the MLB Network. They were doing the inside the ballpark cam. So they were showing like four different games at once.
Yeah, and then it goes
into the Sixers game. And while the Sixers game was playing, I put on the Dodgers-Astros game because, I mean, it's the first time they're playing since that news broke. So I was watching that. And that was just two of the Philadelphia teams.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything goes well for the Phillies, and now we'll have all three.
Yeah, man, that's going to be incredible. I do worry about the baseball, though.
I do, too.
And we haven't talked much about it today because
I do too.
We're focusing more on Flyers, Sixers, and Eagles, but I still don't know how they're going to be able to play this thing.
I hear you. I do, too.
They might want to think about, you saw Cuomo's plan to use New York State as a bubble.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thought.
Not a bad thought at all. But we'll see. Are they?
I don't know how you
they do
play
that
without a bubble. And that includes the NFL. Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew?
Yo, what's up, cuz? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Drew? You excited?
Oh, man, I'm so psyched for hockey right now. I can't even control myself. It was just a pleasure yesterday. It started off great with the guys lined up next to each other, two rivals like that, Pittsburgh and the Flyers, and they stood there in solidarity, you know, for everything going on in the world. I thought that was just a great start to it. And it was just nice to see the guys out there hustling, you know, taking some body checks, you know, doing their thing, man.
They're going to be a lot of fun. I think this could be a long run. I'm hoping.
Well,
you
know, well, I don't know if you know me, cuz from the Philly feud, I'm a Penguins fan. So,
oh, that's right, Drew. Yeah, I mean, I know you, but I always forget that you're a Penguins fan. Well,
yeah, unfortunately,
I mean, it's funny. Well, you had to like what Coatsy said about the Penguins.
Yeah, no, I was just listening. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, they're definitely veteran tested, you know, proven winners in the playoffs. So, you know, any team that goes up, I think it could be anybody's year this year, cuz. I mean, it really could be. I think the Flyers have every much chance as anybody else this year to win the Stanley Cup. From what I saw yesterday, the guys looked good. They were playing well. I mean, it was a little sloppy at times, but I thought it looked good. And,
let me ask you a question, because you're a good hockey fan, even despite your Penguin allegiance. would you be in favor of pushing the season so you have hockey in the summer?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. Actually, I would be in favor of that because, you know, I'm not a huge baseball guy, so to have hockey playoffs going on in the summer, that might be pretty cool. I mean, I could deal with that. I'd be in favor of that.
See, I always thought it would be a good move for them. Was the early part of the season, you get lost. Like,
yeah, you really do.
I mean, it starts early October. Usually the season, first week of October starts.
Right.
And, you know, you got all those other sports. You got football in full throttle. You got baseball, you playoffs. I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, when you can do better, I always thought the NBA, same thing. Well, you guys, they should start and play through the summer.
Yeah, maybe start like towards the end of the year or the beginning of the new year, and then, yeah, maybe stretch on through June, July or something, and that would be, I'll be for that, guys.
All right, I like it. Drew, be
all
safe,
buddy.
My brother. Always great
you
to
too,
talk
man.
To you about. Take it easy. You like it, Tunis?
Yeah, I like it.
I love the fact we're getting summer pucks, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's all strange, but it's all a fluid situation. You just gotta go with it. I'm taking a sports period. I'm in. How could I complain?
I mean,
after waiting 4 months,
right?
I'll take anything.
But that's not the question. The question is, would you like it all the time in
right.
the summer?
No, I like right now. I'll see how it kind of. I'll see how I feel about it during. Obviously, you know, I'm a big baseball guy, so it's come playoff time. It would be kind of difficult for me because I expect the Flyers to be in the playoffs every year,
right
for the next 5 to 10 seasons. So it's going to be weird for me when I got Flyers and we're talking about the Sixers, NBA redoing the schedule. They're going to be in the playoffs for the next 5 to 10 years, you would hope. And then also I got Phillies baseball. So is that Well, do I want that? We'll see.
Well, they're not going to. Don't worry about playoffs for Phils. Not with that pull.
Wow. Oh, yeah. This year? Oh, of course not. My Ramon Rosso. That's what we got. That's what we got to get excited for. Ramon Rosso.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
Reggie McClain, man.
It's pretty horrible.
You went on Reggie McClain?
No.
No? Why not?
No. You know how I feel about this bullpen. Coming up, I also, in addition to our Flyers talk and Sixers talk and playback coming up at 12:30, you don't want to miss that one. Eagles and Falcons as our last week of the playback continues with the divisional playoff game, Eagles and Falcons from 2017. But what about football in a bubble? It's a European bubble. Would you be down for that? It's Cuz Radio with Chunis, 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk about the uncles for a second. I had a flat tire yesterday, driving to work, driving on the Schuylkill. And you know how it is. You've gotten those flats on the Schuylkill, driving over like, you know, moon rocks. And the next thing you know, so I got to pull over, the whole thing. Who do I call? Call the uncles, right? Got my Jeep at the uncles. Call Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul. Call Frank, Cousin Frank, who handles all the day-to-day ops. Right away, boom, getting everybody situated, getting the whole thing. And I tell you about them all the time because I send everybody there for a reason. Because they've been down there for three generations at the airport auto mall. They know everything. When it comes to Jeeps, when it comes to Rams, when it comes to any vehicle, basically, they know the car. They know how to put you in. They know the financing. Right now, it's a summer clearance event, so you can get these ridiculous deals on that new Jeep and Ram you've always wanted. Go see Uncle Greg, all right? Uncle Paul, you tell him I sent you. You're going to love them. They got a virtual showroom online at familyautos.com. And just remember, at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer, you're family. See the uncles for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.